This morning, the takeaway is reaching out across the country to see how people are marking this historic day. And along for the ride this hour is Patrick Henry Bass, senior editor at Essence Magazine. And we thought that we would start with Detroit and Atlanta, cities both rich in African-American history. And for that, we're joined by William Boone, professor of political science at Clark Atlanta University, and Sarah Hewlett, Detroit reporter for Michigan Radio. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Sarah, let's start with you in Detroit. Clearly, the state of Michigan has had one tough time. The auto industry is in deep crisis. The mayor is in jail. And the Lions have just, or I should say the former mayor, and the Lions have just finished the worst season in history. Is the inauguration providing a bit of a lift?
Absolutely. I mean, this has been being treated much like a holiday, an extended holiday after the Martin Luther King break. And, you know, people are taking the days off of work. A lot of workplaces are going to be, you know, broadcasting the inauguration on TV for their employees to watch. I've heard that pizza shops are boosting their staff like it's the Super Bowl. It's really going to be a day of celebrating here in Detroit.
That's right.
And we do badly need it.
Of course we think of pizza when we think of Barack Obama. Professor Boone, now you and I were actually together on Election Day, and even though Barack Obama didn't win Georgia, in your city of Atlanta, there was this tremendous sense of joy and exuberance and lots of hope when I was there in November, and I'm assuming that that's carried forward to now.
You're absolutely right. People are very, very excited here in Atlanta. You know, Atlanta is the what they consider the birthplace of the civil rights movement. You get some arguments from other people, but good many of the civil rights icons are here. And this is the birthplace of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., just coming out of the King holiday celebration. And, yeah, the excitement is very high. You have one barber here who's opened his barbershop up early, handing out stickers and pizzas. It's really a celebration going on here.
And it's fitting, of course, then, that Atlanta has decided to hold some of their own balls. I think I read one where they're going to be having things like Obama bingo and drinks called Hope Floats with Kahlua and coconut liquor, of course, a nod to Barack Obama's Hawaiian heritage.
Right. It's that kind of excitement. You probably also know that they opened up Centennial Olympic Park, putting out those large TVs, and letting the public come in free. And schools and churches all across the metro area.
More of these screens. Yeah, I'm telling you, this is like a thing. So, Professor Boone, to order a pizza that is consistent with this moment, do you get everything on it to project diversity, or is it just a cheese pizza to indicate a sort of frugality in these economic hard times?
Well, now with Atlanta, you can get an extravagant everything on the pizza.
And Sarah, is there this sense in Detroit that in some way President Barack Obama, because he is black, will have some particular responsibilities to, say, a city like Detroit that is majority African American?
Well, I think that's definitely what people are hoping. I mean, people here, anybody that you run into, they say what people here need is jobs. Michigan's got the nation's highest unemployment rate. It's pushing 10% right now. And, of course, in the city, it's quite a bit higher than that. So people are really hoping that, you know, he's going to come through with some of these big public works projects to put people to work and really get the economy going again. You know, here in Detroit and in Michigan, it's been stalled for quite some time, but it's just gotten so much worse in the past year and a half.
And Professor Boone, let's talk about some of your students at Clark University. Young people and Barack Obama have seemed to go together from the very beginning when he launched his presidential campaign. Tell us about some of the conversations that you're having with students and how you think this may have changed how they think about themselves and what's possible for them.
You're absolutely right. Students now talking more and more about getting involved in electoral politics and not being as cynical about the political process as some were initially. I think the Barack Obama campaign demonstrated to a good many of these folks that it is possible to do things. And, you know, we are very excited about that, especially at Clark Atlanta University, where we have what we call a civic engagement project. And through the civic engagement process, which we know will coincide with the national call by Barack Obama for service, so students are very involved in that. I think about the fact that the increased participation of students in the run-up to the November election. And students are coming to my office just trying to ask me about ways they could become involved, and said we got them involved in that way.
You know, I think it's interesting, Professor Boone, and even from the perspective of what's going on in Michigan there, that there is an expectation that people are going to be called to serve in some way.
Yes.
That there's going to have to be work done to make this country work, even with all the hope in the Obama administration. I wonder if those issues are different. You say jobs in Michigan, but are there other issues that people really need acted on quickly to stay with this program, Sarah?
Yeah, I mean, economy tops the list, but healthcare and crime are two sort of really also very big issues that the city is grappling with, and that, you know, at least on the healthcare front, not so much maybe the crime front, but on the healthcare front, I think people are really looking to the state and federal governments for some help on that. And with, you know, the sort of, I don't want to say collapse of the big three, but, you know, it's kind of looking that way. You know, private sector healthcare is just not something that people can count on anymore like they used to here.
And Sarah Hewlett, thank you so much. And I've heard that there are all kinds of parties and balls happening in Detroit today,
all day,
too.
All night.
Sarah Hewlett, Detroit reporter of Michigan Radio. And also thanks to you, Professor William Boone, professor of political science at Clark Atlanta University.
Thanks so much.
Lots of common themes there.
Balls.
About people,
balls and pizza.
And people being and people being called to action.
But people echoing what you said, Patrick, and people thinking about tomorrow.
Absolutely.
The tough work tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.